You are listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 179.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? How's everyone doing? I hope everybody is fantastic today. So many exciting things going on in my personal life. Just got back from a three-day Life in Air Mastermind retreat. And this was my second one. And my wife, I was fortunate enough to have my wife come along with us. So we the event was in New Orleans. So we flew in, you know, super early the day before. And our first time in New Orleans, and, you know, just had an opportunity to check out the city, do some sightseeing, get a kind of a feel and a flavor for the vibe that the city brings. And we had such an amazing time. Little did we know, we were right in the middle, smack in the middle of Mardi Gras season. So it was a bit hectic and crazy walking down Bourbon Street. We were talking over dinner. You know, I think if we could rewind the clock 6, 7, 8 years, we would have been in a different, maybe a little bit of a different state of mind or a different approach to that weekend. But nonetheless, we had a fantastic time. Went to Café du Monde, had one of those famous beignets, and had coffee there, and it just had an amazing time. And then on top of that, personally, my wife and I just got so much out of the event, you know, connecting with our extended family there through Life in Air, and just so many breakthroughs, you know, people being vulnerable, transparent, sharing things going on in their life, and coming together and helping people, and vice versa. You know, same with us being transparent, letting people know what's going on, what we're going through, and nothing bad, just, you know, things that we want to improve or get better. You know, I'm constantly on a mission to improve myself. And years ago, you know, probably 12, 13 years ago, I just immersed myself in personal development. And it's something I continue to do to this day. You know, it's something that I'm just, I'm super hungry for, you know, on a daily basis. Is My goal is always to wake up better today than I was yesterday. And the goal is to wake up tomorrow better than I woke up today, if that makes any sense. And so anyways, I think my wife, you know, was exposed to that environment for the first time, and she got a lot out of it. We got a lot out of it. You know, we became even closer than we already were. So it was just super cool to experience that. And then just yesterday, we finished up the second phase of our EOS implementation with our EOS implementer, which was an amazing experience with my team. We locked ourselves in a conference room for 2 days, and we had so many breakthroughs. We got so many things done. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, first, I want to encourage you to read the book Traction by Gino Wickman, and that'll give you... You know, that'll explain to you what EOS is. EOS, in a nutshell, is the Entrepreneur Operating System. And essentially, it's broken up into 6 components. First of all, let me go here. I want to bring something up because I want to show you what this is about. And I'm going to put this in the show notes so you guys can see it. But 6 components of any business are made up by this EOS system, which is vision, data, process, people, issues, and traction. And so back in January, he came out to Miami, we flew out, and we did a 1-day implementation session where we implement all the tools, like how to properly run our level 10 meetings, taking a look at our scorecards, our KPIs, you know, looking at which measurables, what are the main measurables that we need to be tracking on a weekly basis versus the ones that we need to track on a monthly and quarterly basis. And I actually learned a few things there. You know, there were KPIs that we were tracking on a monthly basis that the truth is, we needed to be tracking those things on a daily and weekly basis, because on a monthly basis, it might be too late. Like you're in reactive mode versus being proactive with the data and with the information you have. And then the opposite, you know, there might be certain metrics, like, you know, one of the metrics I don't put a whole lot of stock into, but just as an example, is, you know, people talk about response rates so much, you know, direct mail. The market is so flooded with direct mail. you know, that response rates for many people have really been dipping. You know, a lot of people are seeing 0.5% response rate, where in the past they used to see 1-2% response rate or even more. Well, if you're tracking that number on a daily or weekly basis, you're kind of doing yourself a disservice, because that number is going to change over time. Like, that's probably a better metric to track on a monthly and quarterly basis. Whereas, for example, you know, number of leads that you come in, that come into your funnel, that's something you want to track every day and every week, as opposed to, you know, waiting for the month to end and then going back and looking. Or, for example, number of appointments completed, number of, you know, contracts executed with a seller on the AB side. You know, so those are the types of metrics you definitely want to track on a weekly basis. This particular episode isn't intended to get too much into traction or into KPIs, because I've definitely covered several of those episodes in the past. So if you guys go to flipempire.com, I encourage you to use the search. There's a box in the top right that says search Flip Empire. You guys can put in their traction. You can put EOS. You can put different guest names that we have or different topics, and that'll bring up a list of the episodes. So for example, if you put in traction, you'll see that episode 154 with Joe Evangelisti, we really dove into that. Episode 173, not too long ago, I did an episode, or, you know, are you a visionary or are you an integrator? And we have several episodes on this topic and also on KPIs. But what I really want to just kind of highlight on this episode is, I got a question for you. Do you know your seller avatar? Well, that's one of the things, that's just one of many things that we really, really drilled down on with our EOS implementer the last couple of days with our team. And we went through an exercise of going back through all the deals we've closed in the last couple of years and coming up with a more clearly defined customer avatar. So for example, we know that a lot of the homeowners that we buy properties from are baby boomers. You know, they're between the ages of 50 and 70 years old. And we had certain characteristics of what these people are made up of, right? Or who makes up our customer avatar, but it wasn't as clearly defined as it is now. And the reason this is so important, and the reason I want to encourage you from this episode, hopefully, and inspire you, is to sit down and look at the transactions that you've closed. If you haven't gotten into this business, start to still come up with a customer avatar. Maybe you can use, you know, somebody in your market as an example. You know, talk to them about this and ask them these questions. I think what's going to be kind of alarming is that I would venture to guess, if you were to pull aside 10 investors, 10 wholesalers, whatever, and ask them, what's your seller avatar? I'd probably guess 8 or 9 out of 10 are going to stutter to give you an answer or not give you an answer at all. And by the way, I you know, rewind the clock a month or so ago, and I put myself in this category. Like, we knew our seller avatar, but it wasn't like clearly defined. And so, you know, some of the things you want to look at is, you want to look at psychographics, you want to look at demographics, and you want to look at geographics, right? So, you know, what age group make up the majority of your, so if you were going to take, if you were going to take all the deals you've closed in the last year to 2 years and come up with the average seller, like the typical seller that makes up and embodies a lot of these, that have the same common denominators, so to say, what age are they? You know, what are they going through? Right. So why are they interested in selling their property? Are they single? Are they married? Do they have families? Like, what areas do they live in? What income bracket are they in? You know, are they in distress? If they are, what kind of distress? Are they in financial distress? Is the house in need of repairs? Are they emotionally unstable? You know, or did they inherit a property, or did they experience some sort of loss, whether it's a job loss or they lost a loved one? You know, ask yourself all these questions, you know, put it down on paper and figure out who your customer avatar is. Like, give them a name. So what's the name of your customer avatar? What's their age group? What do they like? What TV shows do they watch, or what interests do they have? Are they spending the majority of their time on Facebook, or are they spending the majority of their time, you know, watching TV, or are they a part of a certain group or association? you know, one of the things, I'll give you an example. One of the things that we realized in our customer avatars, especially in the last like 6 to 8 months, a lot of the properties that we've contracted and closed on have code violations, right? And we weren't even targeting code violations, but it just happened to be a lot of these properties had some type of hair on it, whether it was an open permit, a violation, some type of encumbrance on the property. And that's something that we hadn't really thought of prior to going to this particular exercise. You know, same thing here in South Florida, the majority of our properties that we buy are concrete block construction. They're built prior to 1980. They have a certain after repair value range. You know, most of the people that we've closed properties with are actually living in the South Florida area, and they're either occupying the property or it's a second property for them. We weren't dealing with too many out of state owners. And so, one of the reasons this is so powerful, if you go through this exercise, is because now you can craft and cater your message, your marketing message, to these people, the people that you're already working with. You know, we took about 20 to 30 minutes and we went through every testimonial we've received from a seller in the last year to 2 years. And we started noticing that they were saying certain things about us, right? And so that was a whole separate exercise, but we used that to come up with our three uniques, right? Like, so what are the three things that make our team and our company different and unique from every other wholesaler or investor in the South Florida area? And we really honed in on our three uniques. Like, that was a whole separate exercise we went through. But first things first, what I want to kind of do, the challenge for you is ask yourself, are you clear on your seller avatar, right? Do you know what your seller avatar, what this person looks like? Do they have a name? Do they have, what's their age range? Again, what income bracket are they in? What area do they predominantly live in? Are they black? Are they white? Are they, you know, what nationality are they? Like, think of all these things and see if there's some overlap or some common denominators of people that you've worked with. And so now you can start to, you know, change your copy on your marketing materials to address these people, to really address their wants and their needs. And you always want to come at, you know, with your marketing and your sales presentation and when you communicate with these people, come from a place of being a servant. Like, how can you help these people? And realize that you're probably not going to be the solution for most people, but you can be the solution to the people that do need your help and your service. I think if you approach it from that lens, you'll be able to do a big service to these people, add a lot of value, and then get, you know, compensated very well in the process for it. As opposed to what a lot of people do, which is, you know, how much money can we make on the deal? And then they just botch the process. It just doesn't work as well. Like, yeah, you're going to close some deals, you'll make some money, but it's not a sustainable business. Okay, so try to build your business based on relationships, not necessarily transactions. Even if you're a wholesaler and your business model is 100% wholesaling, which obviously is a transactional business, you still want to approach the business with building a foundation on relationships, not just transactions. Try to get away from that mentality. I see a lot of people doing that, and I think it really is a big mistake. So anyways, that's all I got for you on today's episode. If I get enough feedback on this, I can highlight some of the other things that we went through with our EOS implementer the last couple of days, because again, there's just so many breakthroughs from really, really nailing down our five core values to, you know, we went out our 5-year picture, our stretch goal, like, so what we see this business look like in 2023, what we want to accomplish. And then we broke it back down to a 2-year, and then we had a 1-year plan. And then we had quarterly rocks that we came up with and to do's that are going to be done in the next week or so. And then what I've really noticed is that it's just totally unified the team even that much more. So really excited about this year, what's to come in the future. And the vision is just so clear that it gives me even more confidence to move forward. And I'm excited to share that with you on a future Flip Empire podcast show. So anyway, guys, if you have a positive or even a negative review, obviously I prefer the positive, but I want to hear from you. I want to know how I can improve the show. I want to know what you're getting out of it, what you like, what you don't like. Fortunately, we have, I'm actually logging in here to iTunes. I think we've gotten over 80 5-star reviews, and every single one of them has been a 5-star review, which is just amazing. I really want to get this over 91 reviews, 91 5-star reviews. I want to get this over 100 as quickly as possible, because what it does is it allows iTunes, it features the show more. It allows me to help more people, impact more people, and just help the show gain more visibility. So I would love to hear what you guys have to say. So if you guys head on over to flipempire.com/iTunes and leave a review, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Love you guys. Appreciate you. And we'll talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.